بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنت أمشي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حرة بالمدينة، فاستقبلنا أحد فقال: يا أبا ذر، قلت لبيك يا رسول الله. قال: ما يسرني أن عندي مثل أحد هذا ذهبا تمضي علي 3 أيام وعندي منه دينار، إلا شيء أرصده لدين، إلا أن أقول به في عباد الله هكذا وهكذا وهكذا عن يميني وعن شمالي وعن خلفي. ثم سار فقال: إن الأكثرين هم الأقلون يوم القيامة، إلا من قال بالمال هكذا وهكذا وهكذا عن يميني وعن شمالي ومن خلفي، وقليل ما هم. ثم قال لي: مكانك لا تبرأ حتى آتيك. ثم انطلق في سواد الليل حتى توارى، فسمعت صوتا قد ارتفع، فتخوفت أن يكون أحد عرض للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأردت أن آتيه، فذكرت قوله: لا تبرأ حتى آتيك، فلم أبرأ حتى أتاني. فقلت: لقد سمعت صوتا تخوفت منه، فذكرت له، فقال: وهل سمعته؟ قلت: نعم. قال: ذاك جبريل أتاني فقال: من مات من أمتك لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. قلت: وإن زنى وإن سرق؟ قال: وإن زنى وإن سرق. اتفق عليه. وهذا لفظ البخاري. This hadith, we began the discussion already. Just to recap the section that was discussed, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that on one occasion he says, I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the outskirts of Medina Munawwara on a gravelly piece of ground, or as we mentioned, the literal translation, on a ground which had previously lava or hot rock. He says, the mountain of Uhud was in front of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed me that, oh Abu Zar, I said, I am at your behest and your command, O Nabi of Allah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, it would not please me that this mountain of Uhud were turned into gold, and that just 3 days should pass, and even one dinar, one coin of gold remains therefrom, except a little bit, which I would keep back for the discharge of debt, except that I distribute all this wealth amongst the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this, and like this, and like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his right, to his left, and behind him. Then we walked, continued, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the following observation: إِنَّ الْأَكْثَرِينَ هُمُ الْأَقَلُّونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Those who will have a lot in this world, in other words, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless with excessive wealth, unfortunately, they will be the deprived ones. They will have very little in the year after. The exception being those of my ummah who distribute this wealth, who spend this wealth, like this and like this and like this, in other words, to the right, to the left, and behind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَقَلِيلٌ مَّعْهُمْ Abu Zar, there will be very few like this. In other words, majority of those who are given wealth in this world, unfortunately, will become the victims of the negative effects of that wealth. Hoarding, miserliness, israf, extravagance, allowing the love of the wealth to enter the heart. It is mentioned that Isa alayhi salam said, do not make the world your master. Do not make the world your master, because it will make you its slave. Whoever will allow himself to be dictated by the behest and demand of the pursuit of worldly wealth, unfortunately, more often than not, this person will become enslaved to wealth. We heard the verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la auladukum an dhikrillah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Munafiqun, as I said, we heard in Fajr Salah today, that, O you who believe, do not let the pursuit of wealth and the engagement in your children make you ghafil, negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. وَمَنْ يَفَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Those who will do this, they will be the losers. وَأَنْفِقُوا mimma razaqnakum. And Allah Ta'ala says, spend the wealth which we have given you. Anfiqu mimma razaqnakum. A Muslim does not hoard wealth. He does not amass wealth, but when Allah Ta'ala blesses him with wealth, he spends it in the way of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, spend the wealth now while you are healthy, while you are young. Don't wait for old age. Don't wait for it to be too late. What is meant by too late? Allah Ta'ala describes it in the Quran. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Before the time of your death, before mort comes in front of you. And what will happen when mort comes? مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. How, look at the explicit description which Quran gives of the hasrat and regret of a person whom Allah Ta'ala blessed with wealth, but he failed to spend the wealth in the way of Allah. Hoarded the wealth, kept it back. Until mort and death is in front of him, then he will say, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, akhirni ila ajalin qareeb, give me little bit more time, give me one extension. And what I'm going to do in the extension, for as-saddaq, now I will spend. I will make sadaqah, I will make khairat, I will make charity, wa akum min as-salihin, and I will become the pious ones. I will earn my akhirat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. But this is Allah's sunnat. Once the time comes, once it is too late, no extension will be given to anyone. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything that you do. It's mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنْ أَزْهَدِ النَّاسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst the most, what we call zuhud, a person who abstains from the dunya, lives a life of poverty, lives a life of keeping back very few possessions of the world. This is what is called zuhud, where a person cannot countenance to keep back any of the possessions of this world. So of the greatest zahid was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of his death, وَقَدْ تُوُفِّيَ وَدِرْعُهُ مَرْهُونَةٌ عِنْدَ يَهُودِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shield of armor had been given as collateral to a Jewish neighbor. At the time of his death, his steel of armor had been given as collateral to a Jewish neighbor for what? شَعِيرُ أَهْلِهِ. For a little bit of barley that was required for the house. He had given his shield of armor as collateral and taken this loan from a neighbor, from a Jewish neighbor, for a little bit of barley for the house. This was the type of austerity of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ulama ikram mentioned, وَلَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا مَحْبُوبَةٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَا حَرَّمَ مِنْهَا نَبِيَّهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this world had any value, if worldly wealth was beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala would never have deprived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this worldly wealth. But the reality, ad-dunya mal'una, this world is accursed. Mal'unun ma fiha, everything in it is accursed. Illa dhikrullahi wa ma wala, wa aliman wa muta'alliman, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except Allah's zikr, and that which is linked to Allah's zikr, in other words, ibadat, and the one who has the knowledge of deen, and the one who disseminates and imparts the knowledge of deen. Besides that, everything in this world is accursed. Now if you look at this analogy, it's important that we try and take the necessary sabak and lesson from these examples which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us. They're passing the mountain of Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Zar, Allah Ta'ala turn this whole mountain into gold and give it to me. I don't want that. The only way I will even tolerate such a thing happening is that if I am given the tawfiq and ability to give it away in sadaqah within 3 days, I'll keep back a little bit for debt, but everything else I'll give it away in sadaqah to such an extent that one coin should not remain. And how I'll give it away? Give it away so easily, left, right, behind me. And then Abu Zar, those whom Allah gives wealth in this world will have very little in the hereafter, except those who will do as I am showing you now. Spend it to the left, to the right and behind. Now let us ponder over this example. Our thinking in this modern day and age, what we'll say? Is that Rasulullah should have said that, oh Abu Zar, Allah Ta'ala turn this mountain into gold, give it to me, I'll use it for the propagation of Islam. I'll use it to cement the forces of Islam. I'll use it to create this idea amongst the people of Batil, that Islam is a prominent religion. Islam has wealth at its disposal. Look at the Muslims, how strong they are financially. This is our thinking, that our deen needs this. We need wealth. We can establish this, we can establish that, and we can do this and we can do that. No doubt, wealth has its benefits. But what is the actual ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mal faqru akhsha alaykum. He says, oh my sahaba, I don't fear poverty. I fear the time when Allah will give you wealth. I fear the time, because we have to understand one thing, my respected brothers. Whether it appeals to our logic or not, this is what we learn from Darbar-e-Risalat, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Batil needs wealth for its preservation and for its propagation. Batil needs wealth. Islam doesn't need wealth. Islam needs iman. Islam needs amal and taqwa. Islam needs sifat and attributes. Today we have so much of emphasis on the accumulation of wealth and very little emphasis on the development of our iman. Classical, simple example we can see, my respected brothers. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala put this entire humanity and put this ummah into one test. This virus is a test. Today, what is the sad tragedy and reality of the test that we are going through? Such is the fear. Such is the fear of what is going to happen, or some difficulty that may befall us, that our masjids are empty. We have abandoned our deen. We've given up the very roots and the very essence of our deen. The day of Jumu'ah, our masjids are supposed to be full. The day of Jumu'ah, we're supposed to be coming early. Yet, some places 2 jama'at, some places 3 jama'at, as quickly as possible, try to get it over with and carry on with our lives. This has become the reaction to the test and ibtila'at which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into. Which is an indication, Allah forgive me, this is an indication of the weakness of our iman. Masjid is the fortress of iman. Masjid is the essence of our deen. Our masjids are supposed to be more full. We are supposed to be turning more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fear of the unknown, the fear of what is going to happen, what we don't realize, if you have Allah on your side, you can't lose. If you have Allah on your side, you can't lose. We have closed the door to bringing Allah on our side. How we bring Allah on our side? Amal. Come back to the masjid. Come back to the fortress of deen. Man alif al masjid alifahu Allah. Rasulullah said, the person who loves the masjid, the person who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The person who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. So this is an indication, my respected brother. Behind it is what? Why are we running helter-skelter? Why are we in such a panic? Why are we in such a phobia? Behind it primarily is what? The loss of the material wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This is the warning which Rasulullah is giving. He says, if Allah gives you wealth, don't fear its loss, spend it. Spend it left, spend it right, spend it behind you, and use that wealth to earn your akhirat.